Good morning. Thank you so much for having me today. It truly is an honor.
谢谢你们的邀请，这是我的荣幸，能够和大家一起来敬拜。
Special thanks to Pastor, to Reverend Lee, and for the deacons, for the parents of the children, for allowing me to come here today. I'm blessed.
谢谢李牧师，也谢谢执事。教会还有家长们，能让我在台上和你们分享信息，谢谢你们的邀请。
I could personally listen to Christine forever. She has such a beautiful voice, so pleasant to listen to. You're blessed to have her interpret me today.
谢谢主能够让我为你们翻译。
And to, in addition with Christine, I also wanted to give special thanks today to Helen as well, for just all the work that you invest in the children's lives. Bless you and thank you. It is an incredible work, and God will reward your blessings.
他说他也感到非常的开心，很高兴，就是教会他放了很多的资源在青少年的事工，他说这是一个很大的祝福，他说神会祝福我们的教会。
So today, to move into our message, thank you so much for delivering the words of Isaiah. Today we will look at what it means to be holy.
今天呢，我们所要看的经文是写在以赛亚书，我们要看的是神的圣洁。
Oswald Chambers, who wrote some of our very beloved devotionals, has said that holiness, not happiness, is the chief end of man. Holiness, not happiness, is the chief end of man.
Oswald Chambers, 他写了很多那个敬拜还有灵修的书，他曾经讲过这一句话，他说圣洁不是快乐，是人首要的目标。圣洁不是快乐，是人首要的目标。
Yet that very sentence of holiness, the pursuit of holiness, is so foreign in today's culture. Today's culture, pursuit of happiness, pursuit of wealth, of status, of education, is so dominant that it might become hard for us as believers to pursue holiness.
他说追求圣洁，圣洁这个字哈，这个品格，他说在现在的文化里实在是太过的 foreign， 就是是好像是天外 外在的一个名词。我们现在的文化是处在一个追求快乐，追求财富，追求高的学历，追求很多其他的，超过了这个圣洁。
Yet as we know, the scriptures encourages usTo be holy.
但是我们的经文却要我们鼓励我们要追求圣洁。
In fact, Romans 12:2,
在罗马书第十二章第二节
advises us to offer to God a sacrifice, our bodies a sacrifice to God, holy and acceptable to Him.
在罗马书十二章第二节，他其实鼓励我们要把我们的身体当作是一个祭来献给神，是圣洁的，是我们这样子行事其实是应当的。
So let us look into Isaiah's passage here today in chapter 6, and we will glean how best to worship a God of holiness in the most holy way imaginable for us today.
让我们来看以赛亚书第六章，让我们来看看我们该怎么样的去用圣洁来去敬拜我们的神。
Isaiah 6, just to provide some context here,
以赛亚书第六章，我们来先看一看它的背景。
Isaiah 6 begins with telling us historically where this passage has set place.
那么以赛亚书的一开始呢，它其实告诉我们它这个背景是从哪里来的。
It tells us that it was in King Uzziah's day. King Uzziah had just passed away, in fact. And this is where Isaiah has come into the temple, mourning, grieving for the loss of his king.
那么当时就是乌西亚王刚刚好驾崩的时候，那么以赛亚呢就来到殿中来悲伤的来去哀悼这位王。
Isaiah is a young man still. He has not written his prophecy that would become one of the most quoted prophecies in the Old Testament. He's just a young man, freshly coming before God.
当时的以赛亚呢，还是一位非常的年轻的少年，他还没有写下任何的预言。那么这就是他神刚刚要预备他走上这个先知的道路。
So here is Isaiah. He's having a vision of a vision, which is really what a prophet means. A prophet means a seer. So he is seeing a vision of this heavenly vision.
那么以赛亚呢，就在这个时刻，他见到了一个异象中的异象。
It tells us that he comes into this vision and he sees the Lord, small letters, L-O-R-D, so we actually are referring to Christ Jesus, Lord Jesus Christ in the heavens, as a king sitting upon a throne.
那么在这个意象中呢，他就来到神的宝座前。那么在这个书中呢，有写到是一个小的Lord，那么也意思代表着，其实就是耶稣基督的宝座前。
And so while kings may come and go, even a good king such as King Uzziah, here we see the difference in that King Jesus, Almighty Jesus, is sitting upon a throne that will never pass away, that will remain forever.
那么他就看到这个耶稣基督坐在这个宝座上，就是永恒的坐在宝座上，不像我们世上的君王。 就算多么好的君王，他也会消逝。但是主耶稣基督坐在宝座上，他是永远不朽坏，也永远不会消逝的。Apart
from the book of Revelation, chapter 4, this is one of the greatest pictures we have of worship in heaven. And so we will learn so much today from reviewing this.
那么在启示录第四章有讲到 当时的是敬拜的情况，那么今天我们也要再来学习怎么样的来去敬拜神的这个圣洁。So
the verse tells us that he sees the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Imagine right here today being in the presence of the Lord, and so majestic is this king, his majestic robes fill the entire temple.
那么他就看到主耶稣基督坐在这个高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，那么他的荣光就遮盖了整个圣殿。It
tells us that above him stood the seraphim.
Yeah, 在他的上头呢，就有那个撒拉胡。
Here in Isaiah 6, verse 2, and then again in verse 6, is the only time in Scripture that we have the name seraphim used for the angels here.
那么在第三节、第二节和第六节呢，就这里只是单单的就提到了撒拉胡，在其他的经文上都没有，在整章其他都没有提到。The
word seraph, as our young children here today might remember from the lesson I gave on this, actually in Hebrew means to burn. It means the burning one. Seraphim is plural for seraph.
Yeah. 那么Sarah就是英文这个Sarah，它在希伯来文它是单数，它是说是那个是燃烧的。那么Seraphim呢，就是复数词，就是代表着是燃烧的物件，就是多个的东西燃烧的物件。
Yet notice these holy angels, their presence before the Lord. It says that each had six wings, with two covered his face, with two covering their feet, and with two they flew. What a demonstration of humility this is before the throne of God.
那么这章文里面也讲到，就是这个六翼的天使，他因为看到神的荣光。 它有六个翅膀，然后两个翅膀呢就把脸遮盖，然后两个翅膀就遮盖脚，然后两个翅膀它在飞翔。And
it tells us that they call one to another and they say, "Holy, holy, holy," three times for emphasis. "Holy, holy, holy" is the Lord of hosts.
那么他们在彼此的呼喊，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，他们彼此的呼喊。那么三次的圣哉是代表着这是至圣的，没有再比这个更圣洁的。 来赞美我们的耶和华神。
So holy is God. There is no other word or expression in Hebrew to capture that. He is the holiest of holies. And the whole earth is full of his glory, the words tells us.
那么三次的圣灾就代表着至高崇尚的圣灾，没有再比这个，没有再可比拟的更荣耀的，他的荣光充满了全个全地。
There's a theologian named J.I. Packer. Theologian J.I. Packer.
那么有一位神学家叫做 J.I. Packer.
And he defines holiness as all that separates God from man.
那么他所怎么样的去描述这个圣洁呢？他说圣洁呢，就是把神和人之间分隔不同的，分别不同的。
So holy is God that it brings us to our very first principle today, that when we gain a glimpse of God's holiness, we see Him as He truly is.
那么这么的圣洁，到我们就可以看到我们拿可以 derive， 就是说我们可以做出一个原则，就是当我们看到瞥见神的圣洁时。
And yet, this holy God calls us, his imperfect people, calls Isaiah right here in this passage, into his presence.
那么当我们瞥见神的圣洁时候，我们就看到神真正的本相。但是这个圣洁的时却叫我们来到他的同在的当中。
So let's see the effect that it has on mere mortal human man with all our imperfections and frailties, what it is like to come before the holy presence of God.
那么当我们看到神的圣洁的时候，我们同时也看到我们自己的污秽，我们自己的罪恶，也看到我们自己不配的那真实的那一面。
In verse 5, this is Isaiah's response. He says, Woe is me! Woe is me! He declares the prophetic oracle upon himself. Woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips.
那么在第五节的时候，以赛亚这么说，祸灾我灭亡了，因为我是身处在我的嘴唇是不洁的人。他就立刻的看到他自己的罪恶，他自己的不配。
We see that something new enters Isaiah's heart.
有一点新的东西进入了以赛亚的心。
What enters his heart is true humility, perhaps because this is the first time he has fully, fearfully worshipped God.
那么这个新的东西就是他完全的谦卑，或许这也是第一次以赛亚他是真正的战兢的，然后是那么的谦卑的来敬拜神。
Which brings us to our second principle today.
那么就带来了我们今天的第二个原则。
That when we catch a glimpse of God's holiness, we see ourselves as we truly are.
当我们真的看见神那个圣洁的真相的时候，我们就真正的认识到我们的自我是那么的污秽，那么的罪恶。
And yet, God doesn't send him away in his uncleanness, in his impurity. He allows him to remain in his presence and cleans him, provides a means of cleansing for him.
虽然以赛亚是这么的不洁净哈，不圣洁，但是神却允许他，也没有把他也没有把他赶走，反而允许他来到他的圣洁的当中，他把以赛亚洁净了。
And that.Is the definition of grace.
那么这就是恩典。
God brings us to Him and yet provides a means for us to come to Him.
神把我们带到他的面前，但是他也供应了一个能够接近我们的方法。
And so the means of cleansing comes by the hands of the seraphim who take a burning coal from the altar and touch it to Isaiah's lips to cleanse and to purify him.
那么就有一位撒拉弗，他用火剪就从坛上剪了一个火炭，然后粘在以赛亚的嘴唇上，就把它洁净了。
So now now Isaiah can come before the holy throne of God.
那么现在以赛亚就可以来到这个圣洁荣耀的神的宝座前。
And notice the change that this has upon Isaiah in how he sees those around him.
那么我们来看一看，以赛亚是怎么样的来看他周围所发生的。
Again in verse 5, he says, For I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips.
那么他在第五节他这样子说，祸哉我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中。
And this brings us to our third principle for the morning.
那么我们就来看今天的第三个原则。
That when we gain a glimpse of God's holiness, we not only see ourselves as we are, but we see others as they truly are.
当我们瞥见神的真相、圣洁的真相时，我们不单只看到我们自己的罪恶，我们也看到他人的境况，就是他们也是悲惨的，也是有罪恶的境况。
And so filled with this newfound reverence and awe for God's holiness, Isaiah hears God's voice, God's call, his commission on his life, saying, What shall I do about these people? Whom shall I send?
那么以赛亚就惊叹，然后就很震惊的来敬畏这位耶和华，然后他就说，我。然后神就在说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁又肯为我们去呢？
And this is my favorite verse in almost the whole Bible.
他说，Shona 呢，就是非常喜欢这一段经文，就是可能就是他最喜爱的经文。
Verse 8 and 9 says, And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? And who will go for us? And then I said, Here I am.Send me.
我又听见主的声音说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我去呢？我说，我在这里，请差遣我。
And he said, go, go. The first two letters of the gospel always involves going forth.
他说，你去。那么福音在英文的字叫做 gospel， 那么其中的前面的第一和第二个字母呢，就是 go， 就是 go， 就是去。
Mm-hmm.And this was a mighty message God had for the people, because if we consider what those around Isaiah looked like, he needed someone very strong and very brave like Isaiah to deliver such a hard warning to his people, to call them back to their senses.
那么耶和华神他拣选以赛亚，因为他需要有以赛亚这样子的有勇气的人能够为他去传讲他的信息。当时的在以色列的人民，他们都是罪恶的一群，所以神需要把这些警告来带给这些百姓们。
So what did their world look like?
那么在当时的以赛亚的时代，那些的百姓是怎么样的呢？
Well, Isaiah 1 and chapters 1 and chapter 2 tells us that Isaiah lived in a blended culture where the true religion, where Judaism, had become infiltrated with the religions of the foreign countries around them.
那么在以赛亚书的第一章和第二节，第二章我们可以看到，当时的以色列，他们的文化已经被外邦的那些宗教、外邦的一些思想已经被他们玷污了，所以他们已经没有一个非常纯正的信仰。
Mm-hmm.They were pursuing wealth. They were pursuing silver and gold, worship of idols, idolatry, astrology. All these foreign influences had crept into the religion of the Israelites, and they themselves were becoming conformed to the culture around them.
那么当时的以色列呢，他们有很多外来的比如说算命的，他们追求财富。他们追求金，他们追求金银，他们追求很多的天文学，他们追求很多这些外来的。那么因为这样子，所以他们的纯正的信仰已经被玷污了，所以当时的情况就是如此的败坏。
And the beauty of the Bible is that God has provided a timeless message, because what we see in Isaiah's day is pretty much what we see today, isn't it?
那么当时的神就给了他们这个信息，这个信息是没有时间限制的，到了今天还是一样的适用。
Excuse me, I probably should have taken a sip of water. Thank you. Which brings us to you and I today. What does this passage have to offer us? What is the word saying to us? And what would God like us to do about it?
那么就是在今天的信息的当中，那么什么？他说，拆穿我们是什么意思呢？拆穿我们出去又是什么意思呢？
When God gave me this passage, this story, I too was at a place where I felt like Isaiah, humbled, imperfect, flawed, sinful, in that I was tied to a religion that was unclean in my father's eyes.
那么他说，以赛亚书的这个篇的文章，对我来说是非常，是很震撼的，因为他当时他也是像以赛亚这样子，是不洁净的，有很多的。 有很多的污秽，也有很多的羞耻。那么当时他所信的信仰，在神的眼中是不对的，是错误的。
And close to 10 years ago, I was at the point where I saw that the religion I was clinging to from my childhood was in many ways had become my sin. It had become what made me unclean before the Father's eyes.
那么在十年以前，他从小的信仰。 他所抓紧的，从小的信仰，他抓紧不放的信仰，已经在天父的眼中，已经是成为一个罪恶。And
mercifully and graciously, God surrounded me with people that helped me see the Bible and to understand the salvation required, just as I would as a young child.
他说，那么他说，我非常的感恩，我们的天父是慈爱的，他借着我周围的很多的人，让我能够看清楚的救恩，而这个救恩对于很多的人，很多的孩童都是需要的。But
when we see ourselves as we truly are, as I did then, God truly demands change of us. We can't remain in that place just as Isaiah didn't.
他说，当我们看到我们真实的自己是那么的罪恶，那么的羞耻，他说，神其实要求我们需要来改变，我们需要改变。And
for the first time in all my life, and I was at the age of 42, so fortunately children don't need to wait that long, but for the first time I saw the need that there was nothing I could do personally to allow me to come before the throne of God. No work I could do, there was nothing I could do to be clean before his eyes without that need for grace.
他说，我深深地体会到我需要神的恩典，因为我感觉到我自己本身是那么的污秽。他说，当时的他是42岁，他说还好我们的青少年不需要等到这么久。他说当时他是42岁，他感到第一次他是这么需要神的恩典来去接近他的罪恶。
And so with the eyes of a child, I was able to read John 3 with new eyes.
那么他说我重新的看了一次约翰福音第三章，有一个新的眼光来看。
John 3:3 tells us,
约翰福音三章三节,
Jesus' words saying, truly, truly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
耶稣回答说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。So
how would someone like myself, how would any of us in an unclean, imperfect state become born again? How would this rebirth of spirit happen to us?
他说，我们这些不洁净的，就好像我这个不洁净的人，我们又身处在一边。 一些不洁净的人，他说：“我们怎么能够再一次的重生，再一次的把自己洗涤干净呢？”
And the answer comes so simply and so beautifully that any child or any youth could grasp this. It is not difficult. God simply gives us belief in his Son, Christ Jesus, and the free gift of grace is that through the sacrificial life and death and resurrection of Christ, we can be reborn in spirit and water and come before Christ and before God's throne as clean and as holy people.
他说方法是非常的简单，就是我们要来到主耶稣的基督的面前，来承认他是我们的神，他就会洗涤我们的罪，这就是通过主耶稣基督他舍己的生命，他的死，他的和他的复活，全人类的罪都能够洗涤干净。我们就这就是这么简单，就算是小孩童。
In the book of Hebrews, chapter 12,
在希伯来书十二章,
the chapter speaks of Jesus as being the author and the perfecter of our faith.
他讲到的就是耶稣基督就是我们的祭坛。
And it concludes with saying in verse 28, let us offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe.
在希伯来书十二章第二十八节这样子他写道，所以我们既得了不能震动的国，就当感恩，照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神。
And then in chapter 13, continuing on talking about sacrifices pleasing to God,
他说在13章我们继续的来看到就是讲到就是献祭怎么样的能够与一个神所喜悦的祭。
Verse 10 tells us that we have an altar in Christ Jesus.
那么在第十节里面就讲到我们与一个祭坛，他就是耶稣基督。
And that he becomes our high priest.
他就成为我们最高的祭司。
So that when God looks at us, when God looked at me in my imperfect state, he sees us through the filter of the shed blood of Christ Jesus.
那么当我们是这么的不完全，是这么的罪恶，但是当神看我们呢，是透过主耶稣的血把我们净干洗净了，所以我们是圣洁的。
So that just as in Isaiah's day, and just as with Isaiah, God sees our sins, those scarlet, as Isaiah says in his first chapter, they now become white as snow.
所以就好像在以赛亚书刚说的，当他看到自己是不洁净的，但是当主耶稣基督的血把我们的洁净，我们的罪就好像雪这么白。
So with confession comes this beautiful cleansing, and following cleansing comes our commission.
那么我们的认罪就带来了神的洁净，那么带来了洁净也带来了我们的委身。
For me personally, and my story might look different than yours, but with almost all of us, the commission almost always entails the word go.
那么在这个我们的委身，在这个大使命的当中，就有这个永远都有这个字，就是你们要去。
And God had a lot of work to do. He began to prepare me through schooling, through prayer, through much spiritual growth.
那么神是这样的预备我，他用我上学，然后也有祷告，也有很多人在我们的周围的当中来帮助Shauna来准备他这个侍奉的道路。
But his particular call to me, the call he laid upon my heart, was to bring the young generation, to draw them to Christ.
那么我最特别的一个呼召就是，神是要我来把这些青少年来把他带到接近神的身边。
So that they could know him, that they could love him, that they could accept his mercy and grace early, at a young age, not have to wait to 40s to find grace.
那么希望他们在很小的年纪的时候，他们就能够看到主，他们就能够认识神，不需要等到年老40多岁的时候才来接受主。
And that is truly the most, it is a responsible commission, but it is also filled with so much privilege and honor because we learn so much from the childlike faith of those around us.
Yeah, 他说虽然这是他的反应,但是他从这些孩童的身上,他其实在他的信心上,他学习到很多。
So in conclusion today, I know I've kept you long enough. I just wanted to end with the note of concluding with Hebrews, once again, chapter 4 today, verse
12.
So in lieu of the message we've heard today, of coming before the throne of God with all our imperfections and frailties.
那么在今天的讲道的当中，我们知道我们的人是这么的脆弱，我们是充满了罪恶，我们是这么的不完全。
There might be a stirring in your heart as to what God is saying to you today.
但是借着主耶，因为神是圣洁的，那么借着今天的这个讲道，或许他能够激动你的心。
And that's a wonderful thing that happens because verse 12 says to us, for the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart.
那么第四章十二节这样子写道：神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入破开，连心中的思念和意念都能辨明。So
he's asking us, he's asking the church.
他是要求我们，叫我们
parents,
家长
our families,
我们的家庭
to come before him to confess wherever we might be at, to seek cleansing, and then to listen to the wonderful call he might have on our lives.
来到主的面前，我们要来审查我们的罪，然后来到他的面前，然后我们要来认罪，然后我们要得到洁净。
In fact, we might even ask what the calling or what the commission God has in store for New Life Church.
然后我们要去思想神要求我们的这个大使命的当中，他要求我们怎么样做。
And from everything I have seen and observed, I am so impressed by the respect, the faith, and the immense humility that each and every one of you have shown toward me and especially demonstrated in your children.
在我所看到的，他说我非常的感到，非常的荣幸，就是看到我们的教会，他说我们彼此的关怀，我们彼此的尊重，尤其是看到我们的教会对于小孩子的栽培，他说他感到非常的感动。And
I just want to encourage you that whatever you might feel God has in store for you.
他说，我就想要鼓励大家，神把这个的意向，或者是把这个心放在你的心中。
To not dream little, but to dream big.
但是你们就不要梦想的太小，你们应该把这梦想扩大。
Because God will match your dream, and He alone can make that dream a reality.
他说，神会照着你的梦想来去工作，然后他会。
And so if you wouldn't mind, I would ask you to stand today, and we will conclude with prayer.
他说，我们一起起立，我们一起
And I just simply ask you to reflect for a few minutes.
他说我们要来自己先思想。
On two questions. What is God saying to me today through this passage?
他说我们第一个的我们需要的思想的就是今天这个讲道神要对我说的是什么?
And what would he like you to do about it?
他说他第二个题目就是你该怎么做?
Okay. Our Lord and Father, we are so grateful to come before you. We thank you for being the creator of the earth, of the universe, for being the author of the Bible, and for giving us your precious Son, Christ Jesus. We are so humbled to come before you, to come before your throne, and when we do, our Father, we see so much majesty and such intense holiness that we can't help but see ourselves so separate from that. And so we come to you with humble, contrite hearts, that the mess that we bring before you, our lives aren't always squeaky clean and perfect though we wish them to be. So we just ask you to help us see the areas that you would like for us to work on so that we can present ourselves as clean and holy sacrifices to you. We thank you so much for the gift of grace, for the cleansing you provide through your Son, Christ Jesus, that by being born again in spirit and in truth, that we can know you and come before you in ways that we never, ever could before. Mm-hmm. We thank you for our children and our families here today, our Father, and for the immense work that parents have before them. It is a wonderful privilege. Children are a gift from God, but it is also a weighty responsibility. So we pray that your hand rests upon the shoulder of each one of the parents here today. Guide them, help them to grow and to form and to mold their children into the beings that you want them to be. We thank you for New Life Church. We thank you for Reverend Lee and for the wonderful deacon body and elders here today, for Christine and for Helen and for the parents who are doing such a wonderful job. And we just pray for your continued grace and your blessing as we leave here. Mm-hmm. In your name we pray.